Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, hello, this is your boy Z-Fly, back on Blog Talk Radio, FLY Network. Here I am all day, every day, so glad to be back. I'm back at home, I guess. Feels good. Unfortunately, you know, my first show, it has to be at a time like this in the world where a lot of people are grieving, and I'm pretty sure you all know why, about Whitney Houston, about her passing. You know, so just like the Grammys, you know, they had to, you know, everybody's kind of scattering, just kind of rearranging, you know, their plans and their show, you know, to definitely dedicate, you know, to Whitney. And that's what I did tonight. You know, I had a whole a totally different show tonight. But however, you know, Whitney, she was definitely a legend in my book and a lot of people's books. And I'm definitely going to pay tribute to her. However, I am going to still, you know, stay on the course of what the show was about. So well, I'm definitely going to just do all that. Tonight is going to be about Whitney. Thank you all for tuning in. I know tonight is Grammy night, and I know everybody wants to see that. Good thing it comes on at 8, so hopefully y'all will at least give me an hour, you know, to keep it real hot and fresh with you. I have so much to talk about. Let me see. Okay, yeah, everybody. So as you know, you know everybody who used to tune in with me. Hopefully, I got a lot of you people back. You know, I used to be on Monday nights from 9 to 10, but and you know, I went to WRMR for a while, but now I'm back on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm gonna do 7 to 9 p.m. each Sunday night. But I actually like that the Sunday night spot. It's really really relaxed, really nice. You know, it's still early. You know, everybody's not getting ready for bed yet for Monday morning. So, you know, so before you go to bed, you keep your hot and fresh. And you're definitely going to be staying up late tonight because you're going to be watching the Grammys. Everybody want to see this, you know, tribute to Whitney and this definitely what Jennifer Hudson's going to do. She's definitely going to do her justice. I know she is, and I'm definitely going to be peeping at it. So at 9 o'clock, I'm definitely going to be tuning into the Grammys as well. But let's get this show right here started. Like I said, welcome back, me. Welcome everybody back. Tonight, I want to hear all of your comments, all of your thoughts, all of your tears about Whitney Houston. So just call in, just share, you know, how you remember Whitney, your favorite song for Whitney, you know, how she's inspired you, because I know she inspires so many people. I mean, from my mama to, well, maybe not my mama, because my mama's older than her. But I mean, but, you know, in other words, like my mama's generation, you know, even though she's behind their times, you know, they still love Whitney, you know. Well, I put it this way, Whitney's mama, Sissy Houston and Dionne Warwick, has inspired a lot of people, so it just kind of went down to Whitney Houston. So, and I'm going to try to do the show without crying, because, I mean, I still can't believe that she's gone. And I don't want to ramble on and on and on, because I definitely need to get this show started. So, once again, welcome to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. And let's get this thing started, okay? I like to start off with this segment called Busters and Skeezers. Now, for those of y'all who that may be new to, it's basically about I like to talk to the young crowd, the young generation, male and female, on how telling you to not be a buster and a skeezer. And tonight, my buster and skeezer segment is going to be about kind of about what we're talking about tonight is the independent worker, how to be your own boss, and I also want to tie this in with the death of Whitney Houston. You know, people, every day when I get on Twitter, every day when I get on Facebook, I see so many young people, you know, that's always tweeting, you know, doing this today, I'm on my grind, I'm on my hustle, you know, I'm reaching for success, I'm going to keep doing it until I make it big, blah, blah, blah. I see that every day on Twitter. I mean, it really is motivation because, you know, it's showing that a lot of people, they have goals, they really want to make it. But you know what? Let's just look at, you know, Whitney. You know, here she is, a woman who was very successful. I mean, had many fans. You know, there are people who would never, ever see the highlights of what she saw in her life. You know, what was it? She sold over about 144 million copies of records, and you know, what were different types of people? You know, traveled around the world. Some people will never see that. You know, some people are on the grind, on the hustle, as they say, every day to get. You know, I mean, to maybe just have a piece of that lifestyle. But she wasn't. But you know, but all in all, there was a point where she wasn't happy. You know, she was doing substance abuse and, you know, she all the other things that show that she wasn't really happy. So she had all this money, she had all this fame, but she wasn't happy. So my thing tonight is everybody who is on their grind to be successful, really think, why are you trying to be successful? Are you trying to be successful because you have a talent? Are you trying to be successful because you think having that fame life is the thing to have? Because a lot of times, see, Whitney Houston, she had talent. You know, nobody cannot say that. You know, she definitely had talent. I mean, she didn't have to dance. She didn't have to wear the latest fashion, you know, clothing. Her voice, you know, proved the point of what she could really do. And a lot of people these days, they don't really have talent. I mean, I don't believe so. I mean, a lot of them, you know, they're just doing things where they think, okay, well, this is unique, so I can, you know, make money by this or whatever. Like, for example, like, you know, like a lot of these reality shows, like a lot of these people, they don't really have talent. They're just on TV just doing, you know, fussing, having drama, whatever, and they're making money. So just watch out what you ask for, because fame and fortune isn't always, you know, as easy as it looks. Because one thing you want to be is buster and skeezer free, okay? All right, y'all. So that's my Bust and Skeezer segment for tonight. And let's say I'm going to go ahead and get this thing started. Like I said, I want you to call in. The number is 646-200-3136. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly. I'm back on FLY Network. This is going to be a Whitney Houston tribute all night long. And I have a few more surprises that's coming up in the show. But right now we're definitely going to get into some Whitney music. And we're going to get into the song right now by Whitney called Run to You. This is one of my favorites. Wow. This is FLY Network. You keep it real hot and fresh.
Thank you.
and that was Run to You by Whitney Houston, one of my favorites. So let's go into some Whitney news right now. So as y'all noticed, she did pass yesterday, February 12th, at about 3:55 p.m. She was pronounced dead. But let's talk about some of the events that actually led up to her death. You know, there's a lot of reports that's going on, and, you know, it was just saying that, you know, she had went to a party, you know, like the night before, and actually said anyone, you know, who followed, you know, Whitney Houston's bizarre behavior in the days leading up to the Grammys, you would be shocked because, you know, Thursday in particular, she was obviously had a rough day. You know, they said that her appearance and her behavior, you know, raised a lot of eyebrows. They said first, you know, she was visited with the singers, Brandy and Monica, and with her manager Clive Davis at rehearsals for the Grammys. However, it was reported that she came in reeking of alcohol, and you know, she was kind of bloated, and she had mismatched clothes on. So that was kind of definitely raising a lot of you know, eyebrows about what was going on. They said her hair was dripping wet from either sweat or water. They wasn't really sure. According to the Times, when Houston wasn't mugging and, you know, wildly attacking Brandy and Monica, you know, who was there, you know, to sing, she was alternately skipping around the lobby or wandering aimlessly around the Beverly Hills hotel grounds. And also reports said that they, you know, it was reported that she was doing handstands at the pool. So there was a lot of, you know, strange behavior that was going on, you know, with Whitney, allegedly, before her death. Also said that, you know, Houston's Thursday, it got worse. It said that even as she attended a party headlined at Kelly Price at the True Nightclub in Hollywood, you know, as she was excited, you know, she seemed kind of intoxicated. They have a lot of, you know, photographs that showed her legs and wrists. Her wrists seem to be scratches, like she was in an altercation or something. And I actually see hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Keep the Rhyme Fresh Show. I don't know what happened there, but I'm back. But no, I'm so sorry. So basically, I was saying that, you know, it looked like she was in a scuffle. You know, there was blood and scratches that came, you know, that was on her wrist and blood dripping down her leg while she was in a scuffle. But nothing, you know, was reported that, you know, she had any altercation. It also goes on to say that, you know, that Houston, you know, she got into a loud argument at the party with finalist Stacey Francis, you know, in the club's VIP section. So you know, she was fussing with people. She was acting kind of erratic. There was a lot of things going on with Whitney before, you know, before her death. Let's see. But the thing about it is, she did have a final public performance that happened to be at, you know, the club at night. And that was about, she has sung Jesus Loves Me. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, like, you know, they felt that, like, she was really coming back to her roots, you know, by singing that song. So that was really touching, really, really touching. I see that I do have a guest that logged into the Blog Talk Radio chat room. Hopefully you'll listen. Thank you, guest. Just let you know, if you have any comments or you want to share anything about Whitney, how she inspired you, how you love her, whatever, thoughts, whatever, definitely, you know, if you want to call in, 646-200-3136. Call in and let me know. Or if you want to just, you know, be in the chat room and let me know, I'll definitely read your comments over air. But we're going to definitely get into some more Whitney music, and I have some more talk coming up for you too. I'm gonna tell you about the New Edition concert and how Bobby Brown had to give a little speech for Whitney. So we're just gonna talk about that after the break. Right now, I have some Heartbreak Hotel by Whitney Houston.
Heartbreak Hotel. This is a heartbreak hotel.
Saving All My Love for You by Whitney Houston. Definitely a classic. Tonight I am dedicating the show to one of the legends, the queen of R&B and soul, Whitney Houston, who passed at an untimely death yesterday at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles. Her passing was 3:55 p.m. and it's just speechless, basically. A lot of people are speechless. A lot of people can't believe it. I mean, you know, we heard this and that about what she was going through, but I guess nobody was really thinking about, you know, her actually passing away. And now that she's gone, so many people don't know what to say. You know, so many people bad-talked her, you know, rumors and everything. And it's sad. Now that she's gone, there's still having rumors, but some people who did bad talk her, they feel very bad. Getting back into some Whitney talk, she was married to Bobby Brown, the singer Bobby Brown, and they are now divorced. However, Bobby Brown, he is now back with his group. They started with New Edition, and they're out, touring, trying to get their name back out there. And he was actually on tour, and performance, whenever he heard the news about Whitney Houston, and he broke down. He grieved, publicly, over her death during a concert. It was in Mississippi. Yesterday. It says that Brown was reportedly he took the stage with New Edition at Landis Center shortly after receiving the news. He professed his love for Houston when he addressed the crowd. He was quoted saying, "First of all, I want to tell you that I love you all. And second, I would like to say I love you, Whitney. The hardest thing for me to do is come on the stage tonight. You know, I guess in a weird way, Bobby Brown did love Whitney Houston, I will say. I mean, but he just wasn't good for it. You know how they say crazy love, or, you know, they're good for you, but just stay away from them. I mean, you may love them, but stay away from them. I really did think that he did love her in his own weird way, but he just wasn't good for her. And it's just sad to see how she went down. Now, some people will say that, you know, it wasn't Bobby Brown's fault what happened to her, but it was definitely a big influence, you know. I don't know, but I don't believe that she would have went the path that she would have went down if she could have married someone else. It's just sad to see for her. It's just sad to see. You know, I think about 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when she had the interview with Oprah about, you know, how she was actually admitting everything that, you know, she's done, and she's now left Bobby, and, you know, she was telling everybody, you know, how she would do the drugs and stuff, and how she would take it. And I really thought she was getting clean, you know, even with her album that came out. Voice did not sound the same, but a lot of people still loved it. A lot of people still rooting for her. A lot of people still believing that she would someday, you know, get back to that Whitney that we all remember. But I guess the pressure was just too much. You know, in the performance with New Edition, Bobby Brown, he actually did not come on stage until the second song because he just could not face it. He had actually sung a song, you know, a solo hit called Tenderoni, and he began crying right in front of the audience, in front of everybody. And, you know, I guess that song just really reminded him of Whitney. Rest in peace, Whitney. You know, like I said, this is Keeping It Real Hot First. The show is definitely dedicated to Whitney. I'm going to keep it moving. I actually have a tribute song that I would like to dedicate to Whitney, and I think this kind of goes well. This is the late Nat King Cole. This song is called Unforgettable. This goes out to Whitney Houston.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable
thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Thank you.
Whitney Houston would definitely be unforgettable. There is no question about that. We're definitely going to get into another song by Whitney now. Let's hear Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing, a classic. Trust me. I mean, you know, I don't think that Whitney didn't make any classics, but this is definitely a classic. This is I Have Nothing by Whitney.
Much further, I don't wanna have to go. Where
you're keeping it raw and fresh with your boy Z Fly. That was Whitney Houston, Have Nothing. Classic, classic, classic. I'm proud of myself right now because I haven't broke down like I thought I was going to do. But I'm doing good, so let's just keep it moving, okay? All right, so let's go back into some Whitney talks. Now, as soon as the news had hit out about her passing, so many people started tweeting. Now, the funny thing is about, you know, these social networks is that, you know, you don't really need to turn into the news, you know, turn on the news anymore to find out what's really going on. You just go to Facebook or Twitter, and people are definitely tweeting. It's funny. There's actually a tweeter, I guess that's what you call him, a tweeter, who has actually, has posted that his sources, you know, claim that Whitney Houston has died, and he only got 14 followers, but somehow those 14 followers retweeted enough that it got out, and then it got into, you know, the news channels and everything. But other people, as far as celebrities, they definitely, you know, took to, you know, the newsstand, and they gave, you know, their own thoughts and wishes on her. Let's just go to some of their colleagues from Whitney Houston. Mariah Carey, she was tweeted saying that she's heartbroken and in tears over the shocking death of my friend, the incomparable Miss Whitney Houston. My heartfelt condolences to Whitney's family and to all her millions of fans throughout the world. She will never be forgotten as one of the greatest voices to ever grace the earth. That's really something, especially coming from Mariah Carey, who has a nice voice herself. Rihanna, she tweeted that no words, just tears, hashtag Dear Whitney. She just didn't know what to say. Katy Perry, she tweeted, so devastating. We will always love you, Whitney. Rest in peace. Nicki Minaj, she tweeted, Jesus Christ, not Whitney Houston, greatest of all time. Justin Bieber, he tweeted, just heard the news, so crazy. One of the greatest voices ever just passed. Rest in peace, Whitney. My prayers go out to her friends and family. Christina Aguilera tweeted, we have lost another legend. Love and prayers to Whitney's family. She will be missed. Ciara, she tweeted, rest in peace, Whitney Houston. A legend lost. Her voice was insurmountable. Her smile was illuminating. She was truly one of a kind and a huge inspiration to me. She has always had sweet and fun words to say to me. I would cherish the moment I was able to share with her forever. This is truly unbelievable. My prayers and condolences to her family at this sad time. Wyclef John, he was tweeted saying that this is the saddest thing I've ever had to write in my life. Rest in peace to one of the greatest humans that I have ever known, Whitney Houston. Okay. CeeLo Green tweeted, rest in peace, Sister Whitney Houston. We will always love you. Let's see. Lenny Kravitz, he tweeted, Whitney, rest in peace. There will never be another like you. And you know what? That is so true. I mean, I think that's just the thing that really gets a lot of people is just, like, these are legends. You know, this isn't like just a star that's out today, who's very replaceable. These people are irreplaceable, just like Michael Jackson or James Brown, you know, Elvis. These people are irreplaceable, and they're gone, you know. And I think with Whitney that gets a lot of people is just how she left, you know, because she could still be here to right now. If things just worked out a little bit different, you know, if she just had that, I'm not going to say she didn't have support, she did have support, but I guess it's just that a lot of times, whenever people, you know, they are abusing substance, it's really hard to get off of. It's not as easy as, oh, okay, I'm clean now, you know, they still have those cravings, they still linger to it. Yeah, so definitely call in and let me know, 646-200-3136. How has Whitney inspired you? What do you remember about Whitney? What's your favorite song about Whitney? I want to know, 646-200-3136. Let me know as I get into another classic by Whitney Houston. And just remember, I have some more Whitney talk coming up. We still have an hour and 15 more minutes to go, people, so I definitely want to hear from you. So I want to keep this Whitney music rocking out. And I know a lot of you are getting ready for the Grammys at 8 o'clock, but hopefully if you do, hopefully you will come back and listen to the show and listen to the rest of the show, all right? Or, you know, or TiVo the Grammys and keep listening to me. Yeah, that's the best thing to do. That's right. All right, guys, let's get into another Whitney Houston a greatest hit. And also what we're going to do, and remember, in the next hour, we're going to get into the topic of independent workers. I'm going to be telling you on how to become an independent worker and stay that way. And I have a very special guest who's going to give some tips on how she became an independent worker. So you don't want to miss that starting at 8 o'clock. But right now, I'm going to get into some more Whitney Houston. This is The Greatest Love of All by my girl, Whitney Houston. Rest in peace. You're listening to Keeping It Raw and Friends with your boy Z-Fly, 5 minutes to the top of the hour, and we are dedicating the legend Whitney Houston, who had an untimely death yesterday in Los Angeles, California, at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, where she was found dead and pronounced dead about 3:55 p.m. Eastern Standard, or actually Pacific Standard Time yesterday. So right now I'm definitely, you know, just kind of just playing her song, dedicating it to her, making a tribute to her. Before the break, or before the music break, I was kind of just reading some of the colleagues, the fellow celebrities who have, you know, tweeted and left comments about, you know, their memories of Whitney Houston and everything. I stopped off with Lenny Kravitz, but I want to go into some more. I have Kelly Osbourne. She tweeted, "I truly hope you are in a peaceful, hashtag Whitney Houston. I feel so honored to have known you. I love you so much." Toni Braxton, she tweeted, "My heart is weeping. Rest in peace to the legendary diva and icon Whitney Houston. Such an incredible influence over the music as a whole." Jessica Simpson, she tweeted, "I found my voice singing Whitney Houston's music. Today I lost my idol." Magic Johnson, he tweeted, "Cookie and I are shocked and saddened about the news of Whitney Houston, a great friend and one of the most beautiful voices this world." Nick Cannon, he tweeted, "Tell our loved ones how much we love them while they're still here. I wish I could have told Whitney how great she was one last time." That is so true. That is so true. Nick Lachey, from the group 98 Degrees, he tweeted, "How tragic to hear about Whitney Houston's passing. Such a shame. She had one of the most iconic vocals of my lifetime. Hashtag RIP, rest in peace." And Khloe Kardashian, she tweeted, "Wow, I just heard of Whitney Houston's passing. My heart and prayers goes out to her daughter. She will always be remembered. Very tragic." And, you know, and that's one of, I think that's one of my biggest things, too, is, like, whenever I heard the news, it's funny, like, I my mind just kind of went to Bobby Christina. I mean, she's 19 years old. She just lost her mama. I mean, I can't even imagine what she's going through. I mean, it has to be just awful and just, so my heart really goes out to Bobby Christina. Definitely goes out to her mom or Whitney Houston's mom, Sissy Houston, and, you know, to the whole family, Dionne Warwick and all of them, because I know they're really just going through, I don't even know. I just know they're just going through some time. I mean, there was reports saying that, you know, Sissy Houston, she was actually very hysterical. Dionne Warwick, she didn't know what to say. And, I mean, people are just, I don't know. I mean, you don't even know what to say at times like this. But I'm going to definitely keep this moving. We're at the top of the hour. Like I said, coming up next, I'm going to be telling you about people, how to be your own boss and how to stick with it. And I have a very special guest who's going to help me tell you all about it and how she did it for herself. But let's get into another Whitney Houston classic. Actually, let me get into a song that I actually want to, give to Whitney Houston. This is going to be Boys and Men. This is One Sweet Day.
Lord,
All right, y'all, this your boy Z-Fly. You know what I'm saying? I keep it hot, you just keep it locked. That was One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. That is a song that I dedicate to Whitney Houston on this sad, sad day. Everybody, you're keeping it hot, you're keeping it fresh. As you know, I'm dedicating the whole show tribute to Whitney Houston. Like I've been telling you, I definitely want you all to call in and tell me your thoughts and, you know, what you remember from Whitney Houston and what are your favorite songs or how she inspired you or whatever. Well, whatever. You know, something that I remember from Whitney Houston that I'm really going to miss is, you know, like whenever she's performing, you know, she will always have this way about her that, like, you know, showing you that, like, she's really into the music. Like, she'll start shaking that leg or like, she'll start ad-libbing, you know, and it's, you know, and then, like, or either she'll start swinging her hair and, you know, she got her hand pointing. I'm going to miss all of that. I mean, that was just what made Whitney just unique and funny. I mean, it was funny. I mean, it's actually funny and good at the same time because, you know, we would love to see all those little antics by her. I'm actually, and then, you know, just seeing her always sweating so bad. I remember when she used to sing back in the day, and she, you know, just be singing little. I mean, you know, so she's not even really into the song yet, and she just starts sweating really bad. She was a bad sweater. I'm really just gonna miss Whitney. I really am. The Grammys has started, and I'm getting a little. I have a source that's giving me little updates of what's going on at the Grammys. So just to let y'all know who may not be looking at the Grammys right now. That Nicki Minaj, of course, she's gonna be there, and she came dressed up as Red Riding Hood. Go figure, you know. But anyway, So we're definitely rocking it out with Whitney Houston. I'll be giving you little Grammy updates here and there. So, you know, let's just switch gears a little bit, and I do want to get into the topic of tonight, which is called independent workers. And basically, I just wanted to just, you know, kind of just touch back on, you know, what I was saying in my first segment of Bustles and Skeezers. You know, I just want to talk about, you know, just people, you know, trying to reach to the top and become an independent worker and how maybe some may be going down the wrong path to get it. You know, now one thing you got to do, so many people, you know, you want to be your own boss, and I definitely don't blame you because, you know, in these days, nobody really wants to work under nobody. And the reason why is because the world is changing too much. There's too many different types of people. You know, back in the old days, you know, you used to have a boss, and, you know, I think more people respected their boss because whenever you used to have a boss back then, it used to be somebody who was, like, you know, your parents' age, you know, 40 or 50s, 60s or whatever. These days, bosses are really young. And I think that's part of the reason why, at least for me, anyway, I'll speak for me, that's part of the reason why I get very upset. You know, you have a young boss, and, you know, they don't really have that much under their belt as far as, you know, giving authority, you know, being in an authority position. So it's like they're kind of learning on the way. So a lot of times they'll say things to you just out of the way. You know, they don't know how to talk to you. And it really makes people just want to be your own boss, you know, just run your own company. Now, sad to say that everybody can't be your own boss because if that was the case, then, you know, we won't have any workers. So, you know, so there will be people who will, you know, always, you know, be an employee. But people who are, you know, are striving to be your own boss, you need to know a lot of things. First of all, you need to know it's not just about the money. I mean, good grief. Everybody just thinks about money. I mean, yes, I know that's the big payoff of having your paycheck, having your own business, having something in your name that's yours. I know, but there's so much more that comes with it. You know, just being on my grind and on my hustle, as y'all will say, with my radio show, you know, I've had a few, you know, people working under me. And, you know, and you really have to know how to treat people. You know, you got to know how to be a people person. You got to know how to be a leader, you know, because that's really important. A lot of these people, they want to be their own boss, but they don't really know how to be a leader. And the reason why I say that is because I see it. I see so many young people who want to be their own boss and they want to have this, but then you follow so many people. One thing is good to have is a mentor, okay? It's good to have a mentor, you know, somebody that you look up to, but also to be somebody I wouldn't suggest it being somebody in your age group. I really wouldn't suggest it because, see, one thing, you're kind of on the same page, you know, they're kind of still trying to get to success the same way you are. If you're going to have a mentor, let it be somebody that's older, that's wiser, who's been through life, who has, you know, a few notches under their belt. You know, they really experience. And to make it even better, let it be somebody who maybe owned their own business, you know. Like, I look at a lot of people that they're just listening to the friend, listen to the brother, listen to somebody. You don't want to listen to these people because these people, they don't even have their stuff together, and you're listening to them. It's like the kettle calling the pot black, or however you say it, you know. It's basically like a dog chasing his own tail. You're going to keep going in circles because you're not getting a wise information to really help you to expand and get to those horizons. Another thing is you want to look out for is you want to invest. Let me tell you something. When I say about investing, I don't really mean like invest into some company, which would be good, but I mean you don't really have to. But what I'm saying is, you know, you could like invest as far as like putting money away, save your money. You never know what's gonna come up. So always, you know, save your money. Think wise. Don't be out there, you know what I'm saying, trying to buy the latest this and latest that, spending paycheck to paycheck, and you're ending up broke, and then you're still telling people, oh, I'm gonna have my own, but you ain't got no money. You got to think. You got to be wise, okay? So, you know, that's a few things that I'm going to, you know, just put out there for you. But, like I said, I have a very special guest who is an independent worker and who will actually give you a lot more information on how to become successful, how to become an independent worker, and how to stay that way. Because the point is you want to stay that way. You know, you've seen too many people that maybe they did become their own boss, but they ain't their own boss no more because they didn't know what to do when they got there. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, Miss Crystal, to the show. How you doing, Crystal?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so happy and just so happy that, like, you're actually here keeping it real hot and fresh because I know it's Grammy time, so you know what? So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For coming by. And, yeah, so let's just get right into it. So basically, Crystal, just tell everybody a little bit about what you do, you know, because, you know, tonight is, you know, I'm talking about, you know, independent workers and, you
right.
know, how to, yeah, it because, you know, there are so many people, young people, I'll say, who, you know, every day they want to be their own boss. You know, you hear them, they're on their grind, they're on their hustle, you know, they're going to make that money, they're going to fake it till they make it. But a lot of
mm-hmm.
them, you know, they don't really have that wise, you know, that person, you know, in their life, you know, to actually look up to. You know, maybe they're looking at people like, you know, like their friend, but they really need somebody wise, somebody who has experience, somebody who actually is an independent worker to give them advice. So so how did you start out, and also what kind of tips would you give to people that's trying to be their own boss?
Well, I'll start, I guess, with the first question, how I started. I'm a publicist, and I have my own public relations firm based here in Atlanta, but I worked for, what a lot of people don't know is I worked for about 7 years for corporate America, and I went to school, I went to the University of Oklahoma, I have a degree in organizational communications and public relations, and I went to work. I paid dues, I worked a ton of different jobs and learned a lot about the field that I was in, and then I moved to Atlanta, and I actually went to work for another entertainment publicist that had her own entertainment PR firm, and I worked for her for a little over a year, and just kind of humbled myself and really worked as hard as I could for her company, and situations changed with her company, and I ended up going on and starting my own, but I put in a lot of work, you know, to get to that point where I was able to do it, and I think that's really important, especially with young people. I hear a lot of people say that they don't want to work for someone else, and they want to be their own boss.
Exactly.
They can't. I don't want to work for somebody because I don't like taking rules from somebody or taking. I don't want to take orders from anybody. But the thing that you have to know, I have my own company, but I still have to take orders from other people. You know, my clients that help sustain my business, they are, you know, inevitably like a boss. You know, if one of my clients wants something done and I don't agree with it, at the end of the day, I have to do what, you know, what they say because they are the client and they're actually paying me. So if you're trying to become an independent worker or own your own business because you don't want to take orders from people, I think that's the wrong motivation, because if you're any type of contractor or you provide any type of service, you have to serve others. And you're not, you know, you don't get to call all the shots. That's just unrealistic. So I think that's the first tip that I would give people. You know, I know most people on here know that I represent Chili. And, you know, Chili is a good friend of mine. But at the end of the day, when it comes to a work capacity, if she needs something done and I don't do it correctly, she would fire me, you know, and that wouldn't be good for my business. So you still have to realize that you always have to humble yourself. There's no job in which you don't have to answer to someone in some form.
Exactly. That's really good advice. And also, Crystal, wouldn't you also say that a lot of times, you know, people, you know, they may look at other people's success and then, you know, they may think that, oh, I like what they got. But really, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people, like they think they could, you know what I'm saying, like they think they have talent or either they think they could do something, you know, by looking at other people. But really, I mean, they really need to look inside, you know, themselves and really see what type of talent do they have, because everybody can't do everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that you have to find something that is a good fit for you. I always tell people I was not good in math and science. You know, I remember I wanted to work in marketing and PR probably after watching a few episodes of Melrose Place when I was younger. I'm a lot older than you guys are. But I saw that show and I thought, wow, I can do that. You know, I'm very good at talking to people and I'm good at writing. And I like being creative, and I knew that my strengths weren't in, you know, math and science. I used to look at some of my friends at school that were really good in math and science and were going on to be, I have a friend that's a doctor. One of my best friends growing up ended up being a doctor, another was a pharmacist, and I admired that, but I knew that wasn't my strength. My strength is in talking and writing, and so I found a career that fit my strength. You know, not saying that you can't accomplish what you want, but at the end of the day, you need to find something that God, you know, find something that brings out the talent that God put in you and make that bigger. And that's what I would suggest, because I think you'll be happier doing that.
Exactly. Now, earlier you had, you had mentioned that, like, you did go to school. Now, a lot of people who are trying to be their own boss, they are trying to bypass college. Now, would you say that, you know, trying to own a successful, your own business, would you say that college is a necessity?
I won't say that college is a necessity, but I will say I do recommend it. There are people that work in the same field that I am in that don't have degrees in public relations. There are people that probably don't have degrees at all. But I feel like when you go to college, you learn a little bit about everything. And I think that the best combination for being successful is to educate yourself on the field and then also to get experience. So even if you don't go to college, you should be looking for ways to educate yourself. I today will take seminars. I'm constantly taking webinars and seminars on public relations, and I've been doing this for, gosh, like 13 years, but I want to become even better. So I think just, you know, going at it blindly and saying, I don't want to go to school and I don't want to get it, you know, I don't need an education. I have a gift. A gift doesn't matter if you don't prepare yourself to be able to utilize it. So I think that you need some type of education, even if it's not a formal university. You need to find some way to educate yourself on your craft, and you need to find a way to continue to educate yourself on that craft. So never think that, you know, even whatever you do, if you're a rapper, if you're a, you know, a painter, there's always ways to educate yourself and to be able to study so that you can be a good, you know, make good use of the gift that you already have.
Exactly. And now, Crystal, one last question. Now, you know, in the society, you know, that we're living in, that's very tough, you know, the recession, you know, now people, like people who, you know, maybe went to college, you know, maybe got their degrees, but maybe, you know, owning their own business or whatever they're trying to get to, maybe it's not coming fast enough. Like what would you say? Because there are some people who kind of, you know, like just want to give up. Like, what amount of time or how would you suggest, you know, people to kind of hold on, you know, to reach their goal instead of giving up? Like, is there a certain amount of time that, like, people should allow before they, you know, go down a different path, or should they just kind of keep, you know, striving on to the goal that they're actually trying to get to?
Well, I think when you're talking about owning your own business, I think that you have to be smart, and I don't think you should give up. You never you're not unsuccessful until you quit. But I do think that the way you do it can be amended. I have a good friend that I work with here in Atlanta from time to time that's a filmmaker, and he taught school. And he was an independent filmmaker and also an author, and he was also a school teacher. And in Atlanta, there are so many African-American entrepreneurs that a lot of times people look down their nose at people that hold a day job. And I remember him saying that he wanted to be in control of his own company. And the only way you can be in control is if you have enough money to do it on your own. If you can't pay your own bills, you can't successfully run a company. And so I think that I would suggest to anyone that wants to own their own business, don't feel like there's any shame in working your 9-to-5 until you're in a position to be able to start that business, especially if you have responsibilities. There's no way you're going to be – I could not, get clients that are willing to pay me monthly retainers if I couldn't – if I didn't have a car to get to the meetings, if I didn't have, clothes to put on to get to the meetings now. So I think it's important to always make sure that you are in a position that you're able to do it, and don't get caught up in what other people think. Now, on the same token, you do have to be willing to take a risk, but I think that doing it at the appropriate time is important. And I also think that people should know that you have to make sacrifices. I have a business. I have two children that I take care of. I'm their primary support system. And I don't get to go on, some of the huge shopping sprees that I'm sure some people that, have other situations do. I don't have Gucci this, Gucci that, everything, Gucci everything. I do what I can to get around and I support myself and I pay my bills, but you have to be willing to make a sacrifice if that's what you want to do. And I think a lot of, especially young people, don't realize that,
Exactly. You are so right. Chris, I definitely want to thank you so much for keeping it real high and fresh and, just giving advice and tips, because just like you said, sometimes whenever you do, have your own business, there are times where, you don't make any money because, sometimes you got to pay employees or pay them. So just thank you. So hopefully, hopefully that will really open up a lot of people's, minds and then really, really see that it's not just, buying, just like you said, Gucci or Louis Vuitton or, going on trips around the world. It's really a lot more than that. But I do want to thank you for stopping by. But before you go, tonight, the show is a tribute to Whitney Houston. So real quick, just give, some of your thoughts or, how does she inspire you or what do you remember most about Whitney Houston?
I'm glad you asked me. I was so upset yesterday when I heard
tell
the
me
news.
About
and I actually Chili and I talked for a while. And it's funny because we were in L.A. this past weekend and we were, just being silly in the car and in our room and singing songs from the past. And we both were singing, like, I Want to Dance with Somebody. And I remember that being the first song that I just absolutely fell in love with. And growing up back in the 80s, Whitney Houston was she was larger than life. To me, as a brown-skinned little girl, seeing her on TV, she was absolutely beautiful. Her voice was beautiful. Her style was immaculate. She was a huge role model, and I remember that song. I would just sit and stare at that album cover. I probably bought that album cover. My uncle bought me the first copy of that CD because it was a cassette. We had cassette tapes back then. And when you would open up the cassette, you would see all the different pictures. And you would see the acknowledgments. And I remember just staring at it because she was absolutely beautiful to me. And that entire cassette, I would just listen to it over and over and over again. I absolutely loved Michael Jackson, but Whitney Houston was the first female that I just fell in love with like that. And her music was kind of a soundtrack, and she, no matter what she went through, I always remember her as that Whitney because she gave us hope. You didn't see a lot of women that, were brown skin and proud of it and unapologetic about it. And everyone loved her, from whites to blacks, Asian. She was just bigger than life. She was music. Her voice was a gift. And it just, I think that hopefully her life will teach us that everyone struggles, no matter how beautiful, no matter how rich, no matter how talented you are. We all have struggles because we're all human. And the way that we demonize people or we take advantage of the fact that they're struggling is really sad. And
exactly.
So I my heart and my prayers go out to her daughter and her mother, especially. I can't imagine what her mother must be feeling right now. And I just hope that people will continue to celebrate how amazing she was and how talented and what a gift God presented us with her, and
mm-hmm.
not focus on the struggle that she had.
Exactly. Because, I mean, she, there would never, ever be another Whitney Houston, ever.
Ever, mm-hmm. ever. Her voice was actually, it was like a musical instrument. I watched videos last night, you know, it's so many of my favorite Whitney Houston songs. That the song she and Mariah Carey did, If You Believe, absolutely beautiful. And but her voice, you know, just it was definitely a gift from God. And I think that's what the angels sound like when they sing before God. They must sound like Whitney Houston.
Exactly. Oh, that's a great way to look at it. Wow. Crystal, thank you so much for your kind words, and thank you so much for your advice, and thank you for keeping it real hot and fresh with me tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, y'all have to check out my clients. You don't have to get a shameless plug in. Please, please, please check out Chili is in a video with Tyrese that's going to be debuted on Valentine's Day. It's absolutely amazing. For all the TLC fans out there, there's so much amazing things coming for TLC this year, the 20th anniversary, the big movie coming at the end of the year. So I'll definitely be coming back on to talk about that. Chili will be coming back to talk about that.
Crystal
Nicole is coming back. She has a single. It's a huge feature. I can't talk about it right now, but it's going to be amazing. So please look out for Chili and T-Boz, and also, like I said, Crystal Nicole and some other things that we have coming up.
That's what everybody definitely check it out. Chili, T-Boz, the movies coming out, and so much more. Crystal, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of the show. And me and you will be talking, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Now get to the Grammys.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that's what's up. So that was Crystal, PR of singer Chili from TLC. Definitely, be glad that she came by to give y'all some advice on how to become an independent worker and how to stay that way, and that it's not as easy as TV or other people may make it seem, okay? We got 30 more minutes into the show. I still have some Whitney news coming up, and I definitely got some more music coming up. So let's just get into another song by Whitney Houston. And you and look, y'all know that this would not be a real hot fresh show if I did not play I Wanna Dance With Somebody by my girl Whitney Houston. Here we go. I know that's right, Wendy, with somebody who loves me. I think we have a caller. I'm not sure. Do you have a caller on the line? Keeping it real hot and fresh.
Hi, Z-Fly. It's Miss Gigi.
That's what's
Miss Gigi. I was having such difficulties, but I'm here now, boo.
Everybody, this is the co-host of the night, Miss Gigi. Y'all know how she do.
Hi, everybody. Fashionably late, but I'm here.
You know what? You fetched me late, but the point is you're here. Now, Ms. Gigi, as you know tonight, we have 30 more minutes, but tonight, you know, I've been celebrating, you know, the untimely death of the legendary, one-of-a-kind, greatest of all time, Whitney Houston. You know, like, throughout the show, you know,
I feel like it's only right that you actually do that. She was a phenomenal legend. She was an iconic legend to our generation, and her voice was just, I mean, phenomenal. And I don't think there's anyone that can ever touch her plateau. Or, I mean, she went through her ups and her downs in this industry, you know, and in the light of everyone. But at the end of the day, she was still a human being, and she still has a mother mourning for her, and she still has a daughter and an ex-husband mourning for her. So at the end of the day, you know, she was still a human being, no matter what she went through. And she's going to be missed tremendously. You know, she has millions and millions of fans. You know, Michael Jackson made us want to dance, and Whitney made us think we could sing. So she's really, really going to be missed. Just everything.
Exactly. What are some of the highlights that you remember from Whitney?
Well, her first album actually, I was a teenager, so growing up, her first album that, you know, Saving All My Love, and, you know, that song, I Believe the Children Are the Future. That song to me meant a lot. Like, at that time I was going through puberty, and you know when you go through puberty, you're not really the cutest thing happening. So that song, just as there's a lot of little things that her songs were a lot of inspirations to me. And I grew up on Whitney. She's you know, a real God fearing woman, and I respect that about her. And she wasn't afraid to let that be known.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was iconic. It's so many legendary moments with Whitney that you just can't pinpoint one. I mean, from the erratic Whitney to the, you know, the sane and, you know, cool, calm and collected Whitney.
Exactly.
She was a ghetto girl from Jersey.
You know.
Real.
But, you know, now all night I've been bringing everybody, you know, Whitney Talk, and I've definitely been bringing you music. Now, I want to get into a little bit more on Whitney Talk. Now, you know, as you may know or may not know that, you know, after Whitney had died, her daughter, Bobby Christina, 19-year-old Bobby Christina, you know, she wanted, you know, she went to the hotel, but she definitely wanted to see her mother's body. But policemen, they would not let her go in at all. I mean, they would not let Bobby Christina, you know, see her own mother's body at all. You know, they pushed her away. They shoved her away. You know, Bobby Christina, you know, she was allegedly reported, you know, cursing and fussing and, you know, arguing with the policemen, you know, to let them see, you know, her mother, but they never did. Also, later, Dionne Warwick, her aunt, she also showed up to the hotel, and they also turned her away, too. You know, I mean, and then the sad thing about all this is that, you know, all this was just so much for the 19-year-old Bobby Christina that she was rushed to the hospital twice today. You know, so, I mean, wow. I mean, every time I think of what Bobby Christina is going through, I get speechless because I can't, you know, I can't imagine what she's going through. And I don't know. I'm just like, oh, boy.
Right,
you know.
That's what I was saying. You know, she was human, and she still has a mother mourning, and, you know, her daughter, that was her only child. I'm sure she's definitely devastated, and those two emergency room visits today, honestly, if that was my mom, I'm sure it was to be expected. I mean, and then the situation she's going through with being denied seeing her, it's just definitely too much. She's absolutely too young to even, you know, be, you know, to lose your mom at 19, that's a really young age.
I know.
That's just too much to go through at that age.
Exactly.
So it's just everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then definitely here on the Keeping It Rock first show, you know, there's going to be all kinds of news reports that's going to be, you know, that's coming out, you know, as things get, you know, get revealed. So I definitely want to try to report the truth. So also, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're thinking, how did she, you know, die? You know, a lot of people are thinking substance abuse. Well, so far, you know, it's just said that she was found in the bathtub. That's where they found her dead. Also, it was said that like it looks like that maybe she had took some Zantac. Xanax, and then she was drinking alcohol the night before, you know, at the club. So a lot of people are thinking that maybe that kind of triggered something, and a lot of people think that maybe she drowned in the bathtub. Now, also now, it was reported that her bodyguard found her, but then it was reported that Ray J found her. So that's still up in the air. I mean, I don't know who found her dead. You know, all of it was Ray J, or if
right,
it was
everything
her bodyguard.
Is allegedly.
Yeah.
Everything's allegedly.
Exactly. All right, everybody. So we you know what I'm saying? We got Miss Gigi on the phone now. Me and Miss Gigi, we're definitely going to give you some more of our thoughts and everything. And I'm definitely going to give you some more Whitney talk that's coming up. I'm going to tell you what her mother and Dionne Warwick actually said to her a few days before her death. That's coming up. But right now, I got some more Whitney music for you. And now this right here is one of my favorite. I mean, one of my favorite from Whitney. You know, I mean, like whenever people think of Whitney, they may not think of this song, but this song was hot. Okay, everybody, this was I Learned from the Best, and this is a classic to me from Whitney Houston.
Take you back, let you back in my heart one more time. Oh, no, no, did you think I'd still care that there'd be one feeling there? Did you think you could walk back in my life? Oh, so you found you missed the love you threw away, baby, but you found it out. Too late. Never dry. How you shattered my world with your goodbye. Your goodbye, baby, would have sold my soul then just to have you back again. Now you are the last thing on my mind. Now you say you're sorry and you change your ways. Sorry, but you change your ways.
Baby, I know I know the way to break.
Now tell me that song don't move you. Tell me that. Tell me that song don't move you. Tell me. How dare you? I ain't think so.
That song was hot.
It was hot.
But you know what? Keep it real. There is no Whitney song. There is no Whitney song that you could be like, ugh, I don't like that song. Name one. You can't. When she made her first little triumphant comeback, and I believe like maybe 2006 or 7, and her voice wasn't really the same, but the song and the CD was still awesome. You knew it was Whitney.
Uh-huh. Yes, you did.
There is no whack Whitney song out there. So
it's
of course
not.
We love it. Of course we loved it.
I know I did. And you know, I think that's the thing that's just having people, like, you know, like, it's not happening because, you know, that's Whitney, and then, you know, she was so young, 48. I mean, 40, you know, she didn't even see 50, so young. And, you know, she was so funny. She had a lot of life in her. And it's just, you just can't believe that a star like that is gone. I mean, like, you know, I mean, at the same time, and yes, we all know that we're human beings. We have to go. But it's just that whenever things, like situations like this happen, where a person, you know, dies from a situation like this, it really just makes you just like, I can't believe this happened. But you know what, too? You know, I've been looking on Twitter Twitter and Facebook, and I'm looking at so many people now who's, like, saying all these sweet things about her. But it's funny because they won't say sweet things about her not too long ago, you know?
That's my thing. My thing is this, you know, she was fine to entertain us, but as soon as she showed her human side, you know, everybody had so much stuff to say about her. Now that she's gone, they want to say something nice about her. Like I think I may have said this to you earlier. Listen, don't say nothing good about her now. Those words would have been real nice for her to hear while she was here. But she's gone now, and it doesn't make any sense to say anything nice about her if you haven't said anything nice about her in the last 7 to 10 years when she was going through her struggle. Don't try to be nice now. It's too late.
Exactly.
If you had something nice to her, you had something nice to say to her, you should have said it while she could hear it.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started about Whitney.
Okay. Everybody, we're definitely going to keep this thing rocking. Real quick, though, let me just get into some more Whitney news. Because as y'all know, I'm bringing y'all the Whitney news all night long, as long with the music. You know what I'm saying? I got it for you. Now, I'm going to get into, see, stuff like this is, like, really what gets me is whenever you hear, like, days before this happened or this was said or that happened, it just kind of makes you feel like, wow. But about a few days before, everything seemed fine, you know, according to, you know, Whitney Houston's mother and her aunt, Dionne Warwick. You know, Sissy spoke with her daughter, you know, just 25 to 30 minutes before Whitney had died. You know, she said that, you know, everything seemed, you know, fine and ordinary. Basically, you know, she was talking about, you know, were they going to still, you know, be attending, you know, Clive Davis's, you know, pre-Grammy party, you know, later that night. And then later her aunt called Warwick, you know, she called and...
Is that her aunt or her cousin, Dionne Warwick? I believe that's her cousin.
I thought let me say it's her aunt. Okay,
oh, no,
well,
I think
correct me. Okay, well, her family member, put it that way, her cousin, Dionne Warwick, you know, she had called her, and then, you know, she was asking, you know, were they still going to be sitting at the same table as Clive Davis, and you know, Whitney said, yeah, sure, you know, everything's fine, you know, and now, when they were talking to her, you know, nothing, you know, must have been saying, you know, weird or anything, I would kind of take that as a blessing
that I got to speak to my daughter 30 minutes before she passed away. Everything
That's
seemed
true.
Fine. She seemed like she was okay. And I'm sure when she got off the phone, she said, all right, mommy, I'll talk to you later. I love you. All right, I love you too. You know what I mean? So I think that's sort of a blessing almost that she actually got to speak to her and, you know, she got to hear her voice for the last time and, you know, she said she spoke to her and everything was fine, so she was in a good place. And I actually find that to be a blessing.
You know what? You know, I can't even say nothing about it because, you know, that's true. That is a good way to look at it. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that have passed away, and there's somebody saying, man, I wish I would have got a chance to speak to them or say something to them before they, you know, passed away. But I think that was a blessing to Sister, you know, Houston, that she was able to talk to her Nippy right before she left here.
Exactly. Wow. Rest in peace, Whitney. We have about 12 more minutes in the show now. Miss Gigi, now throughout the show, I've been doing a little dedication songs to Whitney myself. My first one was by Nat King Cole, Unforgettable to Whitney. And then later in the show, I did one called, you know, One Sweet Day by Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey. And I have one more song that I'm dedicating to Whitney, you know, just to say rest in peace. We love you. We'll always never forget you. And this is by the Spice Girls. They made a song called Goodbye, and the lyrics goes real well with this. So, Whitney, this is to you. This is Goodbye by the Spice Girls. So that was, this is Keeping It Real Hot Fresh. That was Goodbye by the Spice Girls, dedicating that to Whitney Houston. You know, Gigi, the part that I like about this song is whenever they say, I know you're gone, they say you're gone, but I can still feel you here. That is so true. I mean, you know, like,
yeah.
They say she's gone, you know, I read she's gone, but it's like, I can still feel her here, you know? I don't know. It's crazy.
No, I know what you mean. And it's like anybody that you actually personally knew. You know, Whitney was the type of artist that we grew with her, so we felt like we knew her personally. We know a lot of her personal business. You know, we
went to all
her stuff with her. So, you know, to lose her is personal.
She had this song.
It's not my favorite. I can't actually say that I have a favorite Whitney song, but, you know, last night when she passed away, a girlfriend of mine sent a song to me, I Look to You. I don't know if you remember that song, but
yeah.
It's so deep and so right now, because she was actually talking about God in that song. And
uh-huh.
you know, she's sitting on like a cinder block, you know, and it's like that symbolization of the Bible. And, you know, she was just so God-fearing, and I respected her so much as an artist, you know, as a mother, you know, and whatever else she was going through, that was her personal business.
It really was, you know.
So I love
it really, I mean, like,
rest in peace. I'm definitely going to miss her.
I'm just going to miss her right along with you and along with so many other people. You know, like I said, I'm still speechless, but all I can say is rest in peace. My heart goes out to her daughter, to her mom, to all her family and friends, and just everybody who really knew her. And, you know, I just pray that she's in a better place. Real quick, we have 6 more minutes of the show. I'm definitely going to get into one more Whitney's classic, the one that really, you know, put her on the charts. But real quick, I do want to invite you to keep it real hot and fresh with me tomorrow night, because tomorrow I have an after party that I like to call Real Talk with Z-Fly. You know, so basically, you know, I'm going to be on Ustream, I'm going to be on Skype, and I want everybody to, you know, any questions or comments you have, you know, I'm going to be answering questions. You know, if you have relationship problems, family problems, friend problems, you're mad at your boss on the job, you know, you need some advice on anything, ask me, and hey, who knows, you know, I might just have the answer, you know, for you. So, and I will be talking about, you know, more Whitney news tomorrow on my Real Talk with Z-Fly, and I'll be talking about, you know, some more topics as well. So be sure to tune in tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ustream.com/realhotfresh/TV. So if you didn't get that, I'm going to be posting it on my Facebook and Twitter, so you can definitely find it out. So be sure to go to my Twitter, twitter.com/realhotfresh, just look me up at Real Hot Fresh on Twitter, and on Facebook, facebook.com/realhotfresh, and then, you know, you can get all the updates on my after party tomorrow. Also, real quick, remember, tune in every Sunday, because me and Ms. Gigi will be keeping it real hot and fresh. We are here, we are back, we are live on Blog Talk Radio, FLY Network. Keep it raw and fresh every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Ain't that right, Ms. Gigi?
That's right.
That's right, but we got it for you. So, y'all,
just,
you know what I'm saying?
You
just
said so much, I'm just like, that's right.
So, look, so basically, y'all just keep it locked. So, we're definitely going to keep it hot. So, that's the show. Real quick, Ms. Gigi, do you have any final thoughts or any advice or anything you just want to put out there for all the Whitney fans and listeners and all the...
Well, I do want to say this, that I'm not sure what's going to go on with the funeral arrangements or how it's going to go down or where, but wherever it is, if you're near, please, just have some respect for the family. That's all.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
They're going through enough right now, and just have respect for the family. You know, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So those are my final thoughts on Whitney.
That's what's up. I'm going to piggyback right on her, and I'm going to double that. And also, I meant to say that be sure to tune in next week, because me and Ms. Gigi, we will be interviewing the Miss Rashida. Now, if y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Okay, Rashida.
That's
from Down South, she will be, yes, she will be keeping the Rohan Fresh, telling us all about her jewelry line, her mixtape volume 4, and much more. We're definitely going to dig into her business next week, so you don't want to miss that. So that's next
Not
week.
Not to mention,
like,
she's a real cute girl.
Okay. and then, fellas, I think she's single, too. So, you know, you definitely want to, check her out next week. All right, everybody. So we're going to get into the last Whitney song for tonight. And y'all know what that is. That y'all know that I Will Always Love You. How could we not play that by Whitney? Okay,
one thing. Y'all make sure in this lifetime did y'all dance with somebody that loves you.
That's true. That
make
is so
sure you
true.
Dance with somebody that loves you.
Mm-hmm.
So you go ahead and we go on and get into this song, and we will definitely see you guys next Sunday, same time. I'll be on time.
Oh, you stupid. All right, everybody, and look, you stupid. And look, everybody, be sure to check out the Grammys right now, okay? Okay, you know what I'm saying? You don't kept it real hot fresh. Now it's time to get into the Grammys and see Jennifer Hudson do Whitney Houston justice. All right, y'all, this is I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. We out of here till next week. Peace.
Y'all be safe.
your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And that is all I'm taking with me.